Courtney Simpson is where she is today because of, well, I guess you could call it a lucky break that happened going into her freshman year at NC State.
I came in for orientation, you know, not having had any concept of higher education. And I came into orientation with a broken leg. And so I had to be carted around to all of the buildings by the director of new student orientation at the time. And he kind of showed me around. He was my orientation counselor. And so fast forward to my first semester at State, I met him randomly on campus and he said, "You should be an orientation counselor." And since then, I have not looked back from working with students.
Thanks to that broken leg and the relationship to which it led, Simpson, an 05 grad who then got her master's in education in 2008, found her calling. Today, she is Senior Director of Student Support Services Programs, or TRIO, at NC State. It's her job to make sure she gets students all the things they need to succeed in college life. At the top of that list, as far as Simpson believes, is a sense of community.
And so we know from the research, in order for students to be successful, they need to know that they belong somewhere. And so part of belonging is finding your community, finding the people that are going to push you to be the best community that's going to challenge you, challenge your thoughts, challenge your fears, and push you to be kind of the best that you can be, as cliche as that may sound.
Simpson certainly remembers the community she was a part of at State. One clearly was her dorm.
Shout out to Metcalf Hall.
But she also found a valuable one after graduation, the Black Alumni Society. It's one of the Alumni Association's strongest constituency groups, dates back 40 years, and currently connects some 15,000 members. Simpson has been involved with BAS going on more than 10 years now and serves as the group's past president. And apart from the sense of community it provides for her, it also enables her to do what she, in fact, does at her day job, give back.
That community piece is something that I've always enjoyed about the Black Alumni Society. How do you stay connected to people who have had a similar experience? And then how do you then give back to either younger alums or through current students so that they know that, okay, once you graduate, you know, it is your job to then become engaged with the Alumni Association and the Black Alumni Society so that you can then give back to a university that has given so much to you.
Simpson has given back so much, in fact, she is the first recipient of the Darryl Dell Volunteer of the Year Award. The award recognizes a volunteer for his or her service to one of our constituency groups. I'm Chris Saunders, and today on Hear the How, we salute Courtney Simpson and her service to the Black Alumni Society. She talks about the time she left NC State and came back the very next day, and you'll hear a lot more of her shout-outs. It's kind of what Courtney does. Episode 13, Here to Volunteer. So Courtney Simpson is, as I said, the Alumni Association's first recipient of the Darryl Dell Volunteer of the Year Award. But it's not her first.
I reference this a lot because this is kind of what makes me who I am. And that's the idea of being a first generation college student. And so I wear that as a badge of honor to be the first one in my immediate family to have gone to and graduated from a 4-year college.
First one in her family to get her master's too. Oh yeah, and Simpson is a second-year PhD student, so she has that first in her sights as well. Of course, all of that almost didn't happen. It wouldn't have happened, in fact, as Simpson admits, if not for her mother.
The first week of classes was tough. I remember going to one of my large communication classes and was so intimidated by where we were going with the class that I left. I called my mom on my way back to Metcalf, shout out to Metcalf Hall, and told her to come pick me up. And so she picked me up, took me home, and then the next morning she woke me up before she went to work and said, "Okay, get your stuff because I'm dropping you back off at school," which was one of the best things that she probably could have ever done for me, because what that told me was, yes, you always have a place where you can call home, but you have to do this. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You absolutely have to do this.
When you talk with Simpson, it doesn't take you long to notice that this is what she does best. Give credit to others for the impact they've had on her life.
With the Black Alumni Society and the president at the time, who I believe was Marcus Belvin, got connected through him and the work that he was pushing forward with the Black Alumni Society. Stephanie Cogdale who, like, she should have a building named after herself at this point. The university has always served as a mentor for me as it relates to the Black Alumni Society. Samantha Warren, our president, Gina Aven, our vice president, Chelsea Pearson, our communication chair.
She gives a name and due credit to that person at every turn. And why is Simpson so apt to give credit to all these people? Well, it all goes back to that badge that she wears.
I wear that first generation status is kind of like a badge of honor because I know that I stand on the shoulders of people who may have had the opportunities that I did or may not have had the opportunities that I did to go on and to be great and then again to reach back and to help others.
Which brings us to Simpson's contributions to the Black Alumni Society. She was key in bolstering the efforts of homecoming, helping turn the event into more than just a tailgate before the game. Now we have BAS Fest, basically a 5-hour reunion that continues on throughout the game. She has helped to launch events throughout the year so that there are more events for BAS members than just the tailgate. And she has a special knack for bringing together the younger members of the group with its veterans.
I do like the idea of connecting with our first-year students all the way up to our legacy alumni because, you know, that is who I am, and I like knowing their stories and taking it into context because some of those things, the things that we do now are things that we take for granted that, you know, our first graduating class of African Americans, they didn't have that opportunity. Or our founding group of the Black Alumni Society, they didn't have the ease, they didn't have as much ease into putting programming together. You know, social media wasn't as big than in 2001, 2002. And so a lot of things we take for granted and think everyone is on the same page. But in order to be an effective leader, you have to get from outside of your own mind and outside of yourself to think about how others perceive things, how access may be an issue, in order for everyone to be at the table and to feel welcome and feel like they belong somewhere.
Simpson and other BAS leaders were also instrumental in tweaking the scholarship experience for the undergraduate and graduate students receiving the awards. BAS has sponsored scholarships going back to the mid-1980s, but now with the Clark Witherspoon Scholarships Program, the recipients receive an alumni mentor, membership to the Student Alumni Association, and access to leadership training and networking opportunities. Those fall in line with the efforts of the men whose names are attached to the program. Lawrence M. Clark, a former math professor and associate provost at NC State, who was the coordinator of the university's affirmative action plan, and Augustus Witherspoon, the first African-American professor and second African-American awarded a PhD at NC State.
Dr. Clark and Dr. Witherspoon, I didn't have the opportunity to meet either of them, but their name carries so much weight and there's so much history to unpack with a lot of the things that happen currently on campus, from symposium to brotherhood, sisterhood dinners, the cultural center where it currently is, the study abroad experience to Ghana. All of those experiences came from those two leaders and the people that were working alongside with them, Dr. Wandra Hill, Miss Toni Thorpe. And so it's not enough for us to just write a check to a student to say, you know, we are proud of you, but those other pieces and those other expectations that should be going along with that program, because again, these students are standing on the shoulders of some amazing leaders. And so in order to do that, we had to kind of create a program that would get to the heart of what it means to be a Clark and Witherspoon scholar. Who are some of these alumni that are giving to this scholarship? Who are some of those people that you know that, you know, we have some amazing alumni that are still committed to the success of not just the university, but the success of our students. What does it mean to be a part of the Alumni Association and connecting with all of the different avenues that come along with that?
This year is a special one for Simpson and BAS. It's the group's 40th anniversary. There'll be events throughout the next year to celebrate the legacy of the group. For Simpson, the legacy is simple to sum up.
When I think about the Black Alumni Society, I automatically think of family, right? Because with all of our ups and downs, our challenges, that together, you know, we have this common thread that kind of runs through us. And so we're a prideful group. We are always excited about talking about our legacy or our history. I think the Black Alumni Society has gone through so many changes as it relates to just getting started and you know, becoming its own group from, you know, Diane Becton, Elwood Becton, Rhonda McFarland, Jim Stewart, and getting us started, to see the growth and the progression has been amazing, to see it from the lens of being a young alumni to a seasoned alumni, and to have worked in the behind the scenes of what makes things happen for Bass has been exciting. I think as we grow, Bass is at a great place where they can enact change and not just be the one to come back for homecoming or come back for special events, but Bass is at the table to have those conversations on, you know, what can we do, or how can we serve the university, so that when students are thinking about coming to NC State, and whether they are a legacy student or they're a first gen student that's coming to state, how do we get at the table so that we're there, that they see us, that our current students, they see us, that they see us there and out and about, so that they can find their place here at NC State like we have.
Thanks for listening to Hear the Howl today. Special thanks to Courtney Simpson for stopping by to talk about her job as Student Support Services Senior Director, experiences as a first-generation college student, and her work with the Black Alumni Society. If you want more information about BAS, go to the NC State Alumni Association website at alumni.ncsu.edu and go to the Participate tab. Once there, scroll down on the right-hand side to the Constituency Groups tab, and you can get more information regarding the group's history and the scholarships they support. And, the best thing, you can become a member. Thanks also to Morgan Holcomb, who produces every episode of this podcast with a keen sense of editing and a strong ear for musical selections. Not an easy job. And to Sylvia Adcock, my managing editor, for reading each episode's script. In the spirit of Courtney Simpson, shout out to Morgan and Sylvia. We have a story in the spring issue of NC State Magazine, which is still out, on Courtney winning the Darryl Dell Volunteer of the Year Award, so look for the story there. And if you're sitting there saying to yourself that you'd like to see the story but you haven't even seen the magazine, gasp! But there's one way to fix it. You can become a member and get the magazine 4 times a year by going to alumni.ncsu.edu and joining the NC State Alumni Association. Again, congrats to Courtney on the award, and to the Black Alumni Society, we have one thing to say. Happy birthday to you. Here's to blowing out 40 candles. Join us next time on Hear the Howl.